This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A plane that previously served as Air Force One is bringing the body of former President Ronald Reagan here to Washington today. By tonight, he will be lying in state beneath the Capitol Rotunda. People will be allowed to pay their respects, much as thousands did in California, where many waited hours to walk by the casket. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on today's planned events.
On the white marble steps of the Capitol building, honor guards are preparing for a drill. There are five separate honor guards here, one each from the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. They march in formation up the front steps and into the Capitol. They will stand by Mr. Reagan's casket as it lies in state in the rotunda. Today's ceremony will follow formal military funeral rites, starting when the coffin arrives in Washington, says U.S. Senate historian Don Ritchie.
Washington is a city that was designed for ceremony, with broad streets, and it was meant for parades. It was meant to commemorate events, often more happier events, inaugurals and victory parades and others, but also funeral parades.
The president's casket and the Reagan family will arrive this afternoon at Andrews Air Force Base. A motorcade will bring them across the Potomac River to a point midway between the White House and the Washington Monument. There, the casket will be transferred to a horse-drawn caisson, a special military honor, says historian Ritchie.
In battle in the 19th century, the caisson carried the large guns out to the battlefield, but then it also carried the bodies of the dead soldiers back off of the battlefield. And so it carried a tradition to have it for a funeral.
Soldiers from the Army's Old Guard, 3rd Infantry Caisson Platoon, will escort the casket east on Constitution Avenue. Air Force jets will fly over, and a lone horse, saddled but without a rider, will follow the caisson to signify a fallen warrior. A pair of military boots will sit in the horse's stirrups, pointed backwards, symbolizing the military chief looking back at his troops. When the procession reaches the Capitol building, a military guard will carry the flag-draped casket up the steps. In this cavernous space beneath the Capitol dome, workers yesterday were laying cable and erecting scaffolds for TV cameras and lights. The president's coffin will be brought in from the west front of the Capitol. This is a first, necessitated by construction underway on the east front of the Capitol. It's an interesting coincidence, says historian Ritchie, because Reagan was also the first president to hold his inauguration ceremony on the west front.
But it seemed very appropriate that it was Ronald Reagan because he was a Westerner. He was focused towards the west. He wound up taking his oath looking out towards the west, and it became very identified with him.
The casket will sit on the historic catafalque, or coffin stand, that was constructed for President Abraham Lincoln's casket in 1865. Mr. Reagan will lie in state exactly under the center of the Capitol dome. Ritchie says the room is rich in historical symbols.
A lot of carvings of Native Americans, large paintings from the American Revolution and from earlier from American history, statues of people from Martin Luther King to George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, women suffrage leaders, and it never fails to impress people as they come into the room. It's a wonderful expanse of space, color, always different light coming through, and beautiful artwork.
At a congressional ceremony this evening, Vice President Cheney is scheduled to speak, along with the president pro tempore of the Senate, Alaska Republican Ted Stevens, and the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Illinois Republican Dennis Hastert. Following that, tens of thousands of citizens are expected to file past Mr. Reagan's coffin day and night between this evening and Friday morning. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.